World News Headline.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iranian officials say that all 66 people on board one of its domestic airliners were killed after it crashed into the Zagros Mountains. A spokesman says the dead are 60 passengers, including a child, as well as six crew members. The flight had left Tehran Sunday morning for a city, a flight of about 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it had deployed teams to the area, but the weather was reported to be bad and helicopters could not land near the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, called Iran the world's greatest threat and said that Israel would act against Tehran during some of his comments made earlier.
Holding a piece of what Netanyahu said was an Iranian drone after its incursion into Israeli airspace, he told the Munich Security Conference, Israel will not allow the regime to put a noose of terror around our neck. In his first address at the annual Munich Security Conference, Netanyahu urged his audience to counter Iran immediately, displaying a map showing what he said was Iran's growing presence in the Middle East. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif called Netanyahu's presentation a cartoonish circus. Steve Miller, VOA News.
212 undocumented immigrants have been arrested in Southern California over the past week, according to the U.S. federal government. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says that they arrested 122 or arrested the 212 at 122 businesses during a five-day sweep. In its statement, it said that because sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles prevent ICE from arresting criminal aliens in the secure confines of a jail, the officers are forced to conduct at-large arrests in the community. This is VOA News. More demonstrations from students responding to a deadly shooting.